Are you new to teaching elementary music, or do you feel like you're just spinning your wheels every day in your classroom? Maybe you're overwhelmed and honestly just don't know where to go for advice and mentorship. Hi, I'm Jessica, and when I'm not drinking all the coffee, watching Razorback sports, or hanging out with my family of boys, it's my passion to help elementary music teachers just like you teach your students by using your unique personality and teaching style. In this podcast, you'll find helpful tips, strategies, and ideas that will help you kick that stress to the curb and begin teaching music with confidence. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. I'm so excited to have you back. And today's episode is literally just going to be a conversation from my heart to yours. I hope that's okay with you, because I've had on my heart for a while to talk to you about going back to school. And I've already had a couple episodes about that. But today is honestly just going to be about the anxiety and stress and overwhelm you might be feeling. And like I said, I've already done a couple episodes about this, but today is going to be some action steps to help you move forward, and things that I've already been dealing with in my own life as a parent, conversations I've already had with my own children, and conversations I'm encouraging music teachers I work with hand in hand every day as they go back to school to have with their own students, and mindset, what to do with that. So first of all, I want to read to you the definition of anxiety. I looked it up as I started recording this because I wanted to read it to you. So this just basically says, anxiety is the mind and body's reaction to stressful, dangerous, or unfamiliar situations. It's the sense of uneasiness, distress, or dread you feel before a significant event. So that couldn't be any more accurate for this upcoming school year, right? Every single one of those words when I was reading this, stressful, dangerous, unfamiliar, uneasiness, distress, dread before a significant event. The significant event about this school year is this school year. It is so crazy how much is going on right now. Let's just keep it real with each other. There is just the times we're facing right now in the COVID-19 situation. I'm going to go on this side of things real quick. And I don't talk about me as a mom a lot on this podcast because I talk to teachers. But let me tell you right now, from the parent side of things, parents making the decision to send their children back to school, and we did decide to send our kids back to school for a plethora of reasons I won't get into here, but I trust completely in the district our kids are at. But one of my children's is a special needs learner, and he has to be with his teacher and his aides and his speech therapist and all those things. But with that said, I have battled the decision about sending my kids back to school. It has not been easy. Knowing back to school shopping already, having to buy the masks to wear, and I had one of them going into kindergarten, and thinking about these kids, and they're not going to social distance very well. Let's be honest, five-year-olds, they're not going to keep their masks on. There's going to be crying just in a typical school day. You guys know that. But there's just thinking about grieving kind of the fact that school is going to be weird, and sending my kindergartner off to school and not being able to express to him the joy of what a kindergarten year is supposed to look like, and how he's going to get to do centers with his buddies, and, oh, you got a little reading area, and when you go outside, you'll be able to do this and this, and in the cafeteria, you'll get to talk to your friends. I honestly don't even know how to prepare him, because I'm pretty sure it is not going to look that way. So it has caused some tears, some anxiety, and I know, let's flip it back to the teacher side of things. I work with hundreds and hundreds of teachers, and I'm telling you right now, I've heard not the same exact sentiments, because every teacher and every school is having a different situation in the fall. But what does look the same is a lot of the feelings going back into the fall. The same way I talked about grieving for the fact that my children, my own personal children are losing out on not a quality education by any means, but losing out on the fact that the normal school year I get so excited to send them back to, it's not going to be that way this year. Thinking about, so for music teachers, you're also grieving the fact that you normally would be, you know, high-fiving the kiddos as they walk into the music room, or even the first day of school, just standing in the hallway, making yourself available, the kids running up and hugging you and telling you hi and wanting to tell you all about their summer and seeing how tall they've grown and maybe tussling a kid's hair and, oh, let me see your new backpack, that's awesome, and give me knuckles or whatever it might be. It's just, let's be honest, teachers love to give kids hugs and high fives and affectionate smiles. And then this year, it's just going to be masks being worn and virtual teaching again. And some of you listening to this, you may already be a virtual teacher. There's so many amazing virtual schools which are going to totally step up to the plate this school year. Let's be honest. But if that's not what you're used to, I understand that that's where a lot of the grieving comes from. The fact that you're used to doing cooperative learning in your music room and having the kids learn how to share instruments and hold hands, let's do this dance together and find a partner, let's do-si-do, or whatever it might look like, it's going to look completely different this school year. And I've recorded episodes about how to adjust your lessons and making them, you know, virtual friendly or teaching on a cart. And all of that is important to prepare. But what also is important to prepare is you as a person. And knowing that these feelings you're feeling, I'm validating them for you right now. I'm telling you that that stress and that uneasiness and that going into an unfamiliar situation you're feeling, it's okay to feel those feelings. Let yourself process the emotions. Talk to somebody about it. Cry if you need to. But know that when I talked about my personal children, that's just a sampling of the kids going back to school. I mean, I have three kids. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of children, hundreds of thousands and millions or whatever it is, are going back to school this school year. Some of them have chosen to do virtual learning. Some of them have chosen to go back to school. Some of the parents aren't sure what in the world to do. And so, teachers, listen to me very clearly. You feeling uneasy, parents do as well. Those kids walking into school, in fact, one of my sons calls it scary school because he's our sensory kid. He's already nervous about the fact that they're going to have masks on. He's already nervous about the fact that he's going to have something touching his face all day. But he wants to go back because he wants to see his teacher. All you can do, first of all, is I pray every day for every teacher, and I'm trying not to cry, but I told you I want to be vulnerable with you in this episode. Every single child going back to school this school year, every principal having to make the hard decisions, every music teacher that all of a sudden is told to teach on a cart or to teach simulcast teaching or to teach virtually, and who won't even maybe be able to see your students in person until maybe a few months down the road, or not even until springtime. I'm praying for every single parent, every single grandparent, every single friend, cousin, aunt, and uncle, and janitor, secretary, aide in the school, every single paraprofessional, every single person that is going to be affected by this school year, keep in your prayers. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a person of faith, and that's okay. That's not what this episode's about. Everyone's different, but I am praying for you. And I hope you feel that, and I hope you know that. I hope you can hear that through this episode, that you are being covered in prayer. And that's the first thing. Is it may just sound woo-woo or whatever to you, but prayer is important, and it matters to me. And that is the first thing I'm doing. The second thing you need to do is to prepare. And how do you do that? Well, we've talked about getting yourself ready to go back to school the night before. Have all your stuff laid out. So how do you prepare, and how can you prepare kids? Maybe you are listening to this and you're a parent, or maybe you're listening to this and you're already babysitting kids in the summer, or maybe you're listening to this and you are interacting with kids some way in the summer or need to know how to help kiddos as they go back to school. When it comes to preparing the school year, we've already talked about preparing kids emotionally. SEL is going to be huge this school year, huge, and I've talked about that in previous episodes. But the way to prepare kids, I feel like, the most is by practicing, having them practice wearing a mask. It is the weirdest thing for me to do that with my children. Okay, we're going somewhere. Let's practice putting a mask on. I brought them to the library this summer. We just went to pick up books. And first of all, that was weird in itself because I had to schedule an hour time slot when usually we can stay as long as we want. But an hour time slot, we had to be there by ourselves, and I had to have my children wear masks. Looking at my kiddos with these masks on, and but also watching them, here's what I want you to hear. I cared more than they did. And what I mean by that, not caring about them wearing a mask, I cared about worrying about how they were going to feel about it. They put the mask on, they walked through the library, not one of them mentioned one time having it on their face. And I went, it made me feel a little bit better. Because I think we forget sometimes how resilient kids are. When, think about in your music classroom, all the times you thought something would be a big deal and kiddos would not respond to something in a certain way. And what ended up happening? A lot of times these kids, they didn't respond the way you thought they would. They just honestly are so much more resilient than adults. And I've said this before, we as adults can learn so much from kids. You can learn so much from them just by watching their mannerisms or how they bounce back from a situation or how maybe they are upset, but they just move on and 5 minutes later, they're completely fine. How they don't hold grudges. You can learn by how they learn in your music room. You can learn from them. And so preparing the best you can, yes, mentally, emotionally, but also physically. Practice wearing your mask. Practice keeping it on, because having that on all day long, if you're needing to, if you are going back into the classroom, you're not going to want to just go in and then all of a sudden need to, practice wearing it the first time you're back to school. You need to practice wearing it ahead of time so you are prepared. So what are the other ways to prepare? Well, by doing your research, know ahead of time what instruments you're going to be able to use. If you are able to use instruments, how many can you use? How do you need to disinfect? Make sure you have all your cleaning products. If you're needing to disinfect between classes, I know right now one of the issues is in my area, but in my area, I can't speak for everywhere else, but their Lysol wipes have been out forever, and hand soap. And so you may need to right now, by the way you prepare, it's going to look different than you normally prepare to go back to school. But go store to store and try to find the disinfecting products you need for your classroom. How else do you prepare to go back to school? Well, think about lunches. Are you going to need to get different lunches? Are you going to need to pack your children different lunches as a parent? Are you going to need to, create any, for your classroom, any kind of barriers for students to stand across from each other? Are you going to need to get anything to prepare them to stand 6 feet apart? If you are going to a classroom on a cart, are you going to need to bring hula hoops with you or something else for them to stand on to space out? But the things I keep hearing over and over is, but how can I do that if I've never done it? Or what if this happens? Or how can I adjust my lesson plans? Or what if I don't ever see my students? And I get it. It's overwhelming. But here's the thing that I want you to hear me before we close. How many times have you had to be resilient? And have you had to think on your toes? And have you had to think on the fly? And have you not known how to figure everything out right away? All the time. It happens all the time. You are constantly being interrupted in your classroom. You're constantly being interrupted by assemblies and fire drills and students needing something and the intercom going off and the telephone ringing and whatever else. you're constantly being interrupted and needing to adjust your lesson plans based on what your students need. And did you learn something new you want to plug in? Or, oh, that didn't work for my students in a new classroom management plan. Yeah. And will all that keep happening this school year? Of course it will. But you know what else? You can figure this out. You can go into this school year figuring it out. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Am I sugarcoating that? No. But you journal your thoughts if you need to. Pray. Read the Bible. Read a motivational book. Read a motivational quote if you need to. Listen to a calming podcast. Listen to calming music in your car. Whatever you need to do to mentally, physically, and emotionally prepare yourself and your students, do that. Will you feel 100% ready to go back? I don't think so. But do you ever feel 100% ready to go back to school in a normal school year? Probably not. So remember that too. Are maybe some of the feelings you're feeling normal and compared to a regular school year, the feelings you're feeling? You're always going back to school feeling a little nervous and uneasy, and you could prepare till you're blue in the face, but there's still going to be things out of your control. Well, those normal feelings that you're always having, they're just a little bit more magnified this school year because there is so much unknown. There is so much uneasiness. There is so much worrying about your health and your safety and are you going to be okay? And even if you do all the precautions, you're so worried about the health of every single person in your school building. I get that. I do. I really, really do. Trust me. All you can do is prepare the best you can. Keep showing up for your students. Keep teaching music. Yes, even if your kids can't sing. Even if you're not even allowed to use one instrument. Even if your students have to stand 6 feet apart and can't even hold hands. Even if. Show up. Do your best, which is all you can do. Teach music to those kids, whatever that looks like. And know that you are still the role model. You're being a role model of how to wear a mask, how to properly space apart. You are part of history for that matter. These kiddos have never, you have not either, lived through a pandemic like this. So think about the example you're setting for your students as they go back to school. They're going to be scared, unsure, not knowing what's going on. They've seen the news. They hear their parents talking about it. They understand what's happening more than you'd think they are. So you, as you're preparing and you're going to these meetings and you're, you know, sitting in listening about how it's going to look different and what you need to do at your school to disinfect and all the things, don't forget about your kiddos coming back to you. Don't forget about the fact that they're going to need you to be there for them more than ever. Don't forget about the fact that when you have a little one needing you to help them with their mask, you got to be there for them. Don't forget about the fact that when they say, this is hard and I don't like this, that you have a conversation about it and validate their feelings. Let them talk to you just like you always would. Form relationships with your students. And this year, let's be honest, most of the conversations are going to be centered around that. But let it happen. Don't just glance over it and be like, you know, you got to wear your mask because you wear your mask. Talk about it. Talk about why. But talk about how, hey, we're going to still learn music. Talk about the fact that you're going to smile at each other with your eyes, that you can still make eye contact. You can still look at each other. You can still give elbows, you know, instead of high fives. You can give an air high five across the room. I love doing that with kids, by the way. We can air high five, and instead of touching hands, you just pretend you're high fiving. There are still so many ways you can make your classroom, even if you're not in your particular classroom, even if you're just looking at kids from a screen, even if you're just rolling down the hallway on a cart, you can still interact with children, teach music, and have an amazing school year. Yes, there are so many unknowns, so many things that we're unsure of, so many things going into this school year where you just really wish you could see into the future and know what's going on. I get it. But as you start this school year, don't give up. Keep going. Take it day by day. Know that you can do this. Know that no one else has ever faced this before either. And when you think about it like that, that you're just one fish in a giant sea of other fish, aka teachers, that you know that, hey, if all these other teachers all across, you know, the world are doing the same thing, I can too. If they can all just wake up, put their shoes on, well, obviously their clothes too, and get up and get ready to go to school, I can too. If they don't, if they're mourning the way that the school year normally goes and doing welcome songs and singing with their kids and interacting the way they normally would, but it's going to look different this year, I can do it too. That always helps my mindset so much. When I'm having a hard day and I'm thinking I'm the only one facing all this stuff and woe is me, it's not fair, blah, blah, blah. But then I realize, no, everybody has hard days. Everybody has hard weeks. Everybody's facing this pandemic right now. Then it makes me feel a little bit better knowing that in a way, we are all part of this community together. Everybody's going into this together and everybody is rooting you on more than you could ever possibly imagine. And don't listen to those naysayers talking about teachers right now. It's kind of funny. I read this quote the other day that said something like, normally teachers are, you know, looked at as, oh, it must be nice to get a break. And this year it's like, oh my gosh, I can't live without you, you know. And it's just, you're always going to have people that feel a certain way about anything you do, all right? So don't listen to the negative. Don't listen to those comments of you should this and this and this and this and this. They don't know. They don't know what you've prepared for. They don't know how much you are missing their children. They don't know how much you love teaching music. Just show up the way you're told to show up. Trust that if you get an email coming through the pipeline telling you to teach a certain way, that there have been more conversations behind the scenes by your administration than you probably even know. I promise they're watching the numbers more than you think they are. They don't want to send you to school if they don't think you're going to be safe. And on that, for that matter, if you feel like you're not going to feel safe going into this school year, then have a conversation with someone. You just know that there are going to be some hard decisions to be made, some mindset stuff you're dealing with, and emotionally, it's going to feel draining some days. But you can do this. Just take it one day at a time, prepare the best you can, and let go of what you can't control. I know this episode was a little bit more random than normal. It was a little bit all over the place. But I just wanted to share my heart with you about things that have been kind of on my mind. And on my heart, obviously. And I just want to motivate you that I love you deeply. Every single one of you listening to this right now, and I'm cheering you on. And if you ever need anything, or you just want to talk, you just need someone to just vent to, please know that I'm here for you. Jessica@thedomesticmusician.com. Shoot me a direct message on Instagram. You can just find me on Instagram at Jessica Peresta. And I would love to chat with you. And with that said, next week, we will be back with a brand new episode with an amazing guest joining me, and I cannot wait. You guys, have an amazing school year, because you will. Even if it looks weird, even if you go back and you don't know what's going on, you're going to have an amazing school year. Why? Because you're going to go back knowing that you can do this and with the right mindset. I'll see you soon. You guys have an amazing week. Thank you so much for listening in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I would love for you to review the show and leave a rating on iTunes. To find out more about how I can help you gain momentum in your elementary music teaching career, head to thedomesticmusician.com, where you'll find free downloads, courses, the blog, and so much more. Continue teaching music and never doubt the impact you're making each and every day in the lives of your students.